basically, I was in the aquatic centre pool, the toddler pool. So basically, the water came up to just maybe my knees or something. It wasn't that high. And I'd only just got in, and my son was being a bit uneasy. So what I do to settle him is just put him to the breast for about 2 minutes, and then we carry on doing what we're doing. So I was at the side and had an obstacle in front of me. So there was no one that could actually see what I was doing. So I didn't just get everything out and just do it. I was respectful of other people because nobody actually saw. And so if the question is, should I be able to breastfeed? I was just soothing him. And I'm pretty sure most people soothe their baby however they feel that works for them. They use the excuse of indecent exposure, but no one could actually see me. So there was no indecent exposure because they put him all the way across me. Now, would I have had an alternative place to do it? I would have happily done so. But the options they gave me were the toilet, which I would not breastfeed in a toilet because it's not sanitary, or the changing room. Now, the changing rooms there also really smell really bad of wee, and I wasn't even, it's so dirty, I wasn't even able to sit down or put my daughter down to change her. So there was no way I was going to go there to feed my son. So if they'd given me an alternative, I would have taken that alternative, and the side of the pool was higher up, so it would have been like I was up on a stage, so that would have even been more obvious. Now, my issue wasn't whether they stopped me, because basically I'd already stopped by the time all this had happened, but the issue was how they responded to me. With, like, running over, and there was a member of staff that felt it was appropriate to discuss my nipple and telling me he'd seen loads of women breastfeed and had seen their nipple, so how am I sure that mine wasn't on show? Now, I felt that conversation shouldn't have even happened, and I was very offended by that conversation because you can't tar everyone with the same brush. Everyone breastfeeds differently. So at the end of it, I've told the supervisor that I was going to make a complaint because of the way it was handled, because they were so aggressive towards me. And then he used the statement, if I saw somebody urinated on the side of the pool exposing themselves, I would ask them to go to somewhere private like the toilet, so why can't you do the same? And I tried to explain to him that me feeding my son where no one could even see is not the same as someone urinating at the side of the pool. But obviously he didn't appreciate that. And I also said to him, do you genuinely know the reason why I'm not allowed to breastfeed? Because I've asked two other staff, and he said, actually, I don't know the reason why. I'll chase it up and find out. So I received an email from a member of staff, somebody higher up in Serco, and they said to me that we are in line with legislation. You are allowed to breastfeed there, but we would have preferred you went somewhere more comfortable for the mother and child, like the canteen or cafeteria.